Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back. Call in and
pretty much talk about whatever you want to, but today is kind of special. So, you guys know what's going on. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, those of you who are listening by cell phone, thank you guys for calling in. And those of you who are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. If you are on my show page, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up however you want, where you'll be able to get daily show notes about the show and things like that. Also, if you have a Facebook account, you can follow us on Facebook. Just search for The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook, and our Facebook page should come up there, and go ahead and do your thing there on Facebook to become friends of the show. And you can also follow us on Twitter. We're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today is Friday, of course, okay? And today is usually Free Fall Friday. But due to the circumstances, some things that are going on this weekend with my high school alumni picnic this weekend, I'm doing this show to kind of cover the picnic for tomorrow. Now, I don't do the show over the weekend, you know, so what I am doing is I'm giving today as an opportunity for some people, if you want to call into the show, and especially if you were at the picnic on last year, call into the show and talk a little bit about what's going on with the picnic, or maybe what was your experience on last year, and kind of give people a sneak peek on what's going to be on tomorrow. Again, guys, I know a lot of you may be working in the morning or have to work tomorrow. Maybe you have to work all day and can't get to the picnic until later on in the afternoon. But all I have to say is that from the turnout on last year, and I believe this year is going to be just as big a turnout, if not a bigger turnout than last year, that you probably won't have a place to park. You're probably going to have to park on the outside of the park and walk down into the park. But please do that, because on last year there were people coming in the park and they were double parking. That means that there were cars on both sides of the road, and then there was another row of cars on the inside of that row of cars. That's what you call double parking. And that's what prompted the police to come out and kind of give, warnings or whatever, or people to move the cars, things like that. So think about that. Please do not, people pull in the park and double park just to unload their, their food and put it where it needs to be. And that's fine, as long as you're just dropping off and then you're going to head back out. Because when you double park, you don't allow those people that are parked legally to be able to, leave whenever they want. they'd have to find the owner of that car, which is you, and they may not know you. And so you may have someone trapped. So that's the reason for no double parking coming through there. Okay? 818-301-5834. We're talking about the Frederick Douglass High School All Alumni Picnic. It's going to be held tomorrow at Washington Park. Now, Washington Park is near downtown Atlanta. It's off of Emil King Jr. Boulevard. If you know where if you know where Washington High School is, and then you know where Ollie Street is. Ollie Street, when we were growing up, MLK was called Hunter Street. Okay? That was Hunter Street that comes through there. You come down by Mosley Park. Okay, think of it now. We used to go to Mosley Park every Sunday. Every Sunday was like a car show, a concert in the park, or something like that, except for that wasn't a concert. But on Sunday, everyone knew that on Sunday, all day on Sunday, that you could drive down M.L. King or Hunter Street or whatever you want to call it, and you could literally creep through Mosley Park. And people are parked on both sides of the road, just like before, but you could creep through the park. The traffic was so heavy that's all you could do was creep through the park. And because of that, people clean their cars up and drive up to Mosley Park. They have these super clean cars and they drive through the park and show them off. Now, we used to sit in the park and party because we used to go play ball on Sunday mornings. And then after that, we'd go to the park and hang out for a few hours and drink beer. And so tomorrow, all I'm seeing is, if you have anything to do with your class or whatever, preparing food or what have you, you guys need to be there early to set up, get things going, and that way you'll be in there all set up, and you can just sit back and watch the halls of Douglass High School come alive, because that's what it's like, or that's what it was like last year. And last year was the first annual picnic, and the turnout that we had on the first annual picnic was tremendous. If that happens again, if that turnout happens again tomorrow, it'll be a success. But it looks like it's gonna be an even bigger crowd tomorrow. Okay. So 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see some people are just now joining the show and welcome to the show. But where was I? Okay, so you can literally sit there at the picnic. Sit back and watch the halls of Douglass High School come alive with the faces that you see. You may not know all the names. Well, you will not know all the names of people, but you know their faces. You know, the brain and the mind is so complex. It's such a gigantic computer. that you can see a face that you hadn't seen in, you know, in my case, 30 years. But you can see that face today, and the mind or the brain will pull that face in, calculate it, and say, hey, this is, you know, you may not be able to copy their name, but you can kind of see them in the halls of Douglas High School. And believe me, guys, don't get upset if someone doesn't remember your name. Okay, when you go to things like this, these, you know, gigantic picnics, okay, it's just like a family reunion. Sometimes you go to your family reunion and you don't know some of these people that are walking around here, but somebody does, and they can tell you exactly who they are. But you may not know some of your cousins. Y'all with me? Same way here. You may not know some of these people that they may approach you. You know, people approach you and say, you know, hey, Frank, you remember me? I played ball with you, you know, when we were in the ninth grade. Okay? Yeah, I remember your face. But I can't call your name. So that's, you know, that's how I do it. Okay? I'll tell someone in a heartbeat, I remember your face, but I can't put a name with it. What's your name? And that's how you subtly ask someone their name without them getting upset about it. Some people get upset that you don't remember their names. You don't remember me? You mean you don't remember me? I was in Mr. Fuse's class with you. I was in Mr. Coleman's class with you. Y'all with me? So, again, don't get upset with people if they don't remember your name. They'll remember your face, they'll give you a hug, all this type of stuff, but they just can't call your name. Now, sometimes I'll see someone and I'll, you know, greet them, and then we'll walk away and I'll ask someone, who is that? You know? But, again, you're going to see the halls of Douglas High School come alive. You're going to see people that were, you know how when you were maybe a junior or a sophomore and the seniors were graduating and you were able to see a yearbook of that year? And you can go through the yearbook and see these faces again. You can go through your yearbook right now. Skim through your yearbook. Look at these faces. If you can find your yearbook, skim through there and look at some of these faces and names. Your class, your high school class, your alumni class is going to come alive right before your eyes. You're going to be like, where in the hell are these people been? Because, you know, and you probably won't see them again until next year, until next year's picnic. But again, you're like, where have these people been? They've been hiding. Well, they hadn't been hiding, but they're saying the same thing about you. Okay? And this is also a great opportunity for people who sell apparel. To be able to sell your apparel, at the picnic. I don't know how successful or unsuccessful you'll be at that. But maybe you will, especially if you have something that is some type of memorabilia, so to speak, of the high school, you know, or if you have something that has the high school colors, the black and gold with it, or you know, T-shirts with second annual all alumni Astros T-shirts, you know, things like that. I think they would definitely sell. Okay, but at the same time, guys, I can't say it enough. You're going to see the halls of Douglas High School come alive. And as the day goes on, and, you know, stuff, food, and drinks are consumed, things are going to get very, very funny. I know it was funny to me last year, just seeing some people after a few hours of eating and drinking and talking and, you know, start to get a little bit on the edgy side. And edgy, I mean that they've been having a good time. And I had a good time last year. You know, I think I may have consumed a little bit too much last year. And, you know, I'm trying not to, but I'll probably be the same way tomorrow. And you guys that are gonna be there tomorrow, I'll be on the hill close to the main pavilion, right next to the main pavilion. I'll be there with the class of 82. That's my alumni class. I'll be there with the class of 82. You should see our banner there, the class of 82. I'll be there. If anyone wants to come by and you know, say hello to me and, you know, let me know that you guys listen to the show, or even let me know that you guys may want to be a part of the show as far as promoting your business, promoting your event, or what have you. I don't mind you guys coming in to the show and doing whatever you want. I encourage that. I know that time and time again, when I hear people that listen to the show on a consistent basis, a lot of people are saying, Frank, you know, all I hear is you on the show most of the time. Well, that's the way it is, because, you know, most people are kind of, what am I trying to say, resistant or whatever to calling into the show. Kind of nervous about calling into the show and talking when you got hundreds of people listening to the show. But I always tell people, well, it's like calling in and talking on the cell phone, having a one-on-one conversation with me. That's all it is. I don't care if it's one other person listening or 1,000 other people listening. It's just you and me going back and forth. No big deal. Okay? We're not going to do anything or say anything off the cuff, so to speak. So, do that tomorrow. Just come over to the tent, and I'll be there. Come on over to the tent, say hello to me, and let me know that you listen to the show. And like I said, you know, maybe even come on the show on Monday and talk about the things that and give some comments on the things that you did while at the picnic on Saturday. Like I say, it's going to be a big, big, big deal. So try to get there as early as you can or as soon as you can, because parking is going to be a challenge again tomorrow. Like I said, I'm going to be there early because I'm helping a bit with the food and all for our class. So I'll be there a bit early. And again, the halls of Douglas High School just come alive at this picnic. And I say that because that's what happened last year. The halls just came alive. And you see people from years before you, and you see people from years behind you. And it's just great to see. And everyone's looking good. Everyone's eating good. And everyone's just mingling. You're going back and forth, boop, boop, here and there, and mingling with each other. You see someone that you hadn't seen since graduation. Like, oh, man, what's up? You know, man, we used to hang out. You know, I got a caller from the 404 area code, the first three digits, or 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
What's up, Frank Williams?
What's up, bud?
And much. I'm sorry to hear about that horse, man. That horse you had that died. I'm sorry to hear about it. You know, the one that took you to your prom when you went to Stagecoach. Yeah, man. I'm going to try to make it. I got to work tomorrow, but I'm going to try to make it there, man. Holla at y'all.
Yeah, you gotta work in the morning, huh?
Yeah, we'll try to go in tonight, down early.
Yeah. Now I know you came last year. Now, maybe tell just from your point of view, how did you feel about the picnic from last year?
It was beautiful, man. You know. You didn't come to the one that they had. They had one that led up to the one that they had last week. They had last year. They had one at the dome the year before, and I think that what kicked it off to start having it at Washington Park last year. But from the question you just asked, it was beautiful, man, to see some of our old classmates, man, and the mingle, you know, like you say, the upper class and the lower, and the newer class, just to mingle. It was a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah. I think that was, you were part of the class of 74, so I think that when, you know, that was just for the old heads, y'all class.
Yeah, right.
No, nobody know about that.
Now, you're about 2 years behind me, so I'm 74, you 76 now.
Two.
Remember that. That's what you say now.
Okay. Two. Come on, man. Hey, I appreciate the talk. I got less than a minute left in the show, okay? Make sure you holler at me now.
You got it.
All right. Our show, guys, is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. 770-732-0244. I'm out of time. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And remember... The halls of Douglas High School are gonna come alive. Take care, guys.
Yeah.
I'll see you right back here.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. Taking up my time. Oh!